It is December 14th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading videos series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. If the pictures are correct, Sam Bankman-Fried was not in his normal uniform of baggy cargo pants, t-shirt, and running shoes when he was arrested in Panama. Instead, he was dressed in a white shirt and navy blazer, according to the picture from the Wall Street Journal. SBF was denied bail, so he's going to be sitting in a sweaty detention center until his extradition plight to the U.S. is resolved. Reportedly, his mother laughed in the courtroom when he was described as a fugitive. The crimes SBF is accused of, starting at the beginning, not at the end, as SBF has tried to imply. Also, echoing a scene from the television show Breaking Bad, it emerged that multi-billion-dollar firm FTX was using QuickBooks for its accounting software. Note to self, when JJL Co. becomes a multi-billion-dollar firm, upgrade the accounting software provider. The New York Times has an article saying it is time to wear a mask again, noting the triple-demic of flu, RSV, and COVID. The head of the CDC says you don't need to wait for the CDC to recommend wearing a mask. Currently, mask wearing is based on a county-by-county recommendation in the U.S. There have been 7,300 flu deaths so far this flu season, which have been between 12,000 and 52,000 in recent years. The flu season normally peaks in January to February. New Zealand has banned cigarette sales to anyone born after 2008 in an effort to eliminate most smoking by 2025, the New York Times reported. Wendy Chan is starting a new position as Director North America at the Realization Group. Chan was previously Global Head of Marketing for Vela. Yesterday, I interviewed GH Financial's founder, Gidon Hurston, for the Open Outcry Traders History Project, and JLN intern Alex Teng came along to help me. As I was telling Alex who Gidon was on our way to the interview, it emerged that Alex's father used to work for Gidon's brother-in-law, Ray Conman, as a floor runner and trader. Small world. MSCI has released ESG and climate trends for Watch for 2023. The report examines how trends could play out in climate change risk, biodiversity loss, social inequalities and regulation as we enter 2023 with conditions that include a war in Europe, inflation, roiled energy markets, political uncertainty, and a stream of climate-induced disasters. How could these events and the ongoing debates about ESG shape the investment environment for companies? You can download the full report with a link in today's newsletter. You can also register for a free webinar on the report given by MSCI experts on January 26, 2023, with a link in today's newsletter. Today, Wednesday, December 14th, is Finance Day at the 15th Convention on Biological Diversity in Montreal, COP15. Follow the hashtags Finance Day COP15, hashtag COP15 on social media to track business events and news. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is a favorite one. Boris Ilievsky, Growing Up with Options. When Boris Ilievsky joined the fledgling International Securities Exchange back in 1999, he had no idea what it would entail. He quickly learned that starting out at a startup meant wearing a number of hats, customer service, business development, technology, and more. 16 years later, he was still with ISE, and in many ways, the exchange still embraces the startup mentality. In this Markets Wiki Education talk, he takes us through the ins and outs of a startup and the golden rule of customer service. He also reminds us that unless one is working at Pizza Hut, one should never answer the customer service line with the greeting, Pizza Hut. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times, the headline. Citadel founder Ken Griffin sues U.S. tax agency over leak of records. IRS employees deliberately stole returns, hedge fund tycoon alleges in complaint. Billionaire investor Kenneth Griffin has sued the Internal Revenue Service and the U.S. Treasury Department over the leak of his tax records to a nonprofit media group, ProPublica, last year. In a lawsuit filed in the Southern District of Florida, the hedge fund tycoon alleges IRS employees were able to misappropriate confidential tax information and leak it to ProPublica because of a lack of safeguards at the government agency. He is seeking $1,000 in damages for each unauthorized tax return disclosure, the maximum allowed. My comment, Ken likes transparency, but not this much transparency towards him. Understandable. Here is a story from Bloomberg. The headline, How to Do Fraud at a Futures Exchange. Futures Risk Fraud, Securities Fraud, and Wire Fraud. Here is how you run a futures exchange. You offer some bets on some propositions, say whether Bitcoin will go up or down. Some people will come in and take the long side of the bet, betting that Bitcoin will go up, and others will take the short side, betting that it will go down. In a sense, they are betting against each other, but they never meet, and they are not betting against each other directly. Instead, you, the exchange, are on the other side of all of their bets. You pay out the winners and collect from the losers. They all take your credit, not each other's. The point of the exchange is to be a trustworthy central counterparty for all the bets. My comment. Matt, you have a wonderful mind. You should have gone into crime. Here's a story from the Fort Worth Business Press. 12 days of hacking. Cyber crooks geared up for holidays. Pre-holiday warning, hackers want more than your data. They crave your cash. People who have worked hard for years to become successful, you or people you know, will have their lives ruined by cyber criminals this holiday season. Life savings and businesses' capital will be stolen online, turning 12 drummers drumming and 11 pipers piping into 12 hackers hacking and 11 thieves thieving. It's the season of sharing, but thieves want to take that sharing way too far. There are cyber terrorists that hope you are so excited about taking time off for Christmas that you'll let your guard down. My comment, don't let your guard down at Christmas and don't accept any old cryptocurrency in your wallet. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Mattress company Serta Simmons prepares to file for bankruptcy protection. Mattress company has been in confidential talk with creditors, betting demand seen declining as consumers cut spending. Serta Simmons Betting is preparing to seek bankruptcy protection as soon as January, according to people familiar with the situation. The closely held mattress manufacturer has been in confidential talks with its creditors over a restructuring plan, which may involve giving control to certain first lien lenders, said the people who asked not to be identified because the matter is private. The JLN staff comments include, Management is likely sleeping on this before making the reveal, or maybe they are losing sleep over this and they can't make a decision. Either way, it's good to not be in bed with them. Looks like they've made their bed and soon they'll have to sleep in it. I am sure they can spring back to profitability. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the exclusive transcript, the full testimony Bankman-Fried planned to give to Congress from Forbes. Second was FTX founder charged in scheme to defraud crypto investors from Yahoo News. Third was a tie between SBF charged with orchestrating massive years-long fraud, and FTX collapse shakes up Chicago crypto market, where its U.S. trading platform was going to be the next big thing, from the Chicago Tribune. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Financial Times. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried charged in one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Indictment brings 8 criminal counts against crypto entrepreneur arrested in the Bahamas. Sam Bankman-Fried has been accused of engineering one of the biggest financial frauds in American history as U.S. prosecutors filed criminal charges against the founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. In an indictment unsealed on Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice charged Bankman-Fried with 8 counts, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers and lenders, money laundering, and violations of campaign finance laws. Bankman-Fried, who was arrested in the Bahamas on Monday, faces years in prison if convicted. The next story is from the Financial Times. Traders warn LME nickel benchmark disconnected from global market. Metal pricing hit as thin volumes and higher financing costs force investors to sidelines. Traders are warning that thin volumes and erratic trading have disconnected the price of nickel on the London Metal Exchange from the rest of the global market. The metal fell 3.8% on Tuesday to $28,250 after rising as high as $33,575 a ton last week, with the spike underscoring the severity of traders' 9-month retreat from the LME. And then here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. FTX fraud suits offer blueprints for pursuing offshore crypto exchanges. CFTC's complaint draws on leeway in legislation passed after financial crisis. FTX was one of the largest overseas crypto exchanges based on a Caribbean island with a friendly regulatory regime and arguably beyond the reach of U.S. rules that govern how trading firms deal with investors and consumers. The laws filed Tuesday showed how U.S. regulators have found a way to police global crypto conduct they don't closely regulate. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission alleged, for instance, that Bahamas-based FTX affected the price of commodities sold in the U.S. That gave the CFTC authority to file a civil fraud lawsuit against FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried and his companies. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.